Hello, friends. Welcome to Drinks with Friends with Fritza. I am Fritza, and I am currently going over critiquing episode 2 of season 1 of the best show on earth, Friends. I realized after my first episode that I didn't really tell you my history with the show. So I started watching the show a little late into the seasons. I think it was maybe around season 7 or 8. When I actually started getting into the show. So I was watching it live from then. And after the show ended in 2004, my brother gave me a Christmas gift of all the DVDs, of all the episodes, including bloopers, including deleted scenes. And it was probably the best gift I've ever gotten in my entire life. And I tell him that to this day. So if you ever have the chance to buy the DVD versions or the Blu-ray versions, you'll be catching up on so much because there's so much deleted from the actual TV versions of the show. And since then, I mean, since in early, you know, late 90s, I was a fan and I've been watching ever since. And my favorite character, Jennifer Aniston, plays Rachel. And I've loved her in the show and off the show. She's done many movies that I've watched all of. She's just great in my eyes. And if you know me, Jennifer Aniston is my best friend in my head. I call her J.A. because of her initials. And I celebrate her birthday, February 11th, every year on Facebook. And you know what? I'm not ashamed of it. You know, it's... you know, a birthday of a friend of mine. So like any other birthday, I would, you know, say happy birthday to this friend. And I say happy birthday to Jennifer Aniston every year. So at least I try to, because even if I don't post it, because, you know, there have been some times where I'm not really a social media kind of person. But in my head, I know February 11th, it's her birthday. So it is what it is. But anyway, this is my favorite show, and if you're a fan of the show, then you relate to a lot of these quotes into your everyday life, like I do. So, it's just really second nature at this point. Today, we are going over season 1, episode 2. And drink of choice tonight is Seagram's Whiskey. I feel like I had the bottle here somewhere, and now I don't know where I put it down. But it's fine, because, hey, I've already had a few, so it's fine. Once I find where that is, I'll say the name of it. But it is Seagram's, and it is whiskey. I'm a whiskey girl, so that's that. So, I am going to start the episode now. I realized I should probably let you know when I start it, in case you want to watch it along with me. So I'm going to give you 5 seconds to get going. Starting now. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Did that work? Okay, so we are started. And this episode opens up with everyone in the coffee shop. Central Perk, obviously. And they're talking about sex, kind of, but in a metaphoric kind of way, talking about a concert, an opening act, and, you know, the main event and that such. So they're talking about the comedian that opens up for the main act. Talking about kissing. So basically, let me pause real quick. They're talking about the comedian being like the kisser of sex. Like, you know, the comedian is the opening act, which is what the kissing is, but that's not what you bought the ticket for. Meaning you bought the ticket for sex. So they're always looking for the comedian again. Yeah. Chandler again with his bowling shirt. Rachel says, bring that comedian after the main event. I mean, yeah. Are we still talking about Joey's still clueless. Talking about, are we still talking about sex right now? And here's the opening credits. So, I'm sorry. I felt like I wanted to eat something. So, I made a hot dog. Okay, don't, like, judge me right now. Yeah, I'm eating a hot dog and I want to record this. So what? And I went to the dentist today so I could only eat out of one side of my mouth. But it's fine. I'm making it work and it's fine. Okay. We are now at the museum with Ross.
Doesn't she seem a little angry? Well, she has issues. Does she?
I wonder if you guys can hear this. Because I have my headphones on this time. And not like last time where I was on speaker. Ross looks good here. He has a denim button-up shirt. Not a fan of the tie. It's like a striped tie, but, you know, whatever. And there goes Carol. Well, the first Carol, because if you're a fan of the show, you would know there were two different Carols in the whole series. This is the first time we see the Carol that left him. And it's a whole different person. She's cute. She's wearing a cute polka dot blue dress. Blonde. With the mummy hand or exhibit hand, whatever. I hate that. I'm not gonna lie, this Carol was cool for this episode, but the Carol that they actually replaced her with, great Carol. And this is where she tells him some big news, no spoilers. She's still a lesbian, yeah. Why are you here, Carol?
I'm pregnant.
She's pregnant. So, we just found out that Carol's lesbian ex-wife is pregnant with his baby. Dum dum dum.
Looks like she didn't leave in such a hurry after all.
So now we're back at Monica's apartment. And they're watching Three's Company.
Then I've already seen this.
Which is some kind of misunderstanding, so Phoebe turns it off. If you're not a fan of Three's Company, every episode is some kind of misunderstanding. And I've watched a few of them, and I'm like, how do you guys just do this all the time? Like, how dumb are you guys? But I guess it was a thing. Monica being so OCD, Chandler admitted that he made a note and balled it up and left it there, and now he wished he was dead. Her parents are coming over, so she really needs to make the house even extra clean. So I'll be right back. Okay, so now this is the first time we've seen Ugly Naked Guy, which is their neighbor across the street, who they watch periodically for a good time, who's ugly and prefers to be naked. Rachel now has lost the engagement ring that she was engaged with Barry, who she was going to marry before she ran out on him. The guy that looks like the Mr. Potato Head. Rachel's skirt. I'm not gonna lie, it's kind of cute. So it's a floral skirt. Like the kind of ties on the side.
I gave you one job.
And apparently she realized she lost her ring inside the lasagna.
That's not how you look for an engagement ring.
No, Chandler, this shirt tucked in, I don't like it at all. Nipples. We see Rachel's nipples and Monica's nipples. So, nipples is the big thing in this show. They pretty much sexualize Monica and Rachel a lot. Rachel more so. But here goes Ross with the high. Hard. Phoebe finds the ring and the lasagna. And now Ross told his sister that, yeah, Carol's pregnant. But he looks nice. He looks good. Like, being, they all look pretty good, being this young. Monica's hair looks really good. She's currently wearing an ivory vest. Ivory colored vest with, like, black slacks. It looks nice.
Basically, it's totally up to me.
She is so great. I miss her.
Oh, Phoebe's hair looked great. So does Rachel's.
What does she mean by involved?
I mean, presumably, the biggest part of your job is done.
I wonder if you guys can hear this. I hope you can. Ross's hair still looks very greasy. Why so much product? Just let your hair be. Like, I don't know. Joey's going to town on that lasagna while Ross is trying to figure out his life. Oh, man. Oh, the parents are over. So, Ross and Monica's parents are visiting, and I hate Monica and Ross's mother, only because of how she treats Monica. Like, come on, you really act like you hate her, and she can, like, see that, right?
I'm sorry, why is this girl going to call me? Oh, she just graduated, and she wants to be something in cooking, food, or I don't know. Anyway, I told her, you have a rest. No, Mom, I don't.
I'm not gonna lie. I've seen Monica's mom in other shows, such as The Greatest News, and I still hate her in that show. I think it's just they hire her to be a shitty person, and she was really good at it because I hate her character so much.
I know this is going to sound unbelievably selfish on my part, but were you planning on bringing them?
But she looks so good, Monica. She looks really good here.
I think it might take some of the heat off me.
And I'm not gonna lie, like being like Monica being a chef, like I really want to taste her food. Like I feel like she's a really good chef. Although this spaghetti meatball is not really that much sauce, but that could be just because they didn't put that much sauce on it. I don't know. I like my spaghetti meatballs very saucy. If you want to know something about me, that's just me. And I know you want to know about me. So Monica's broke, and she's trying to get some money from her parents, but not really trying to tell them that she's struggling right now.
And you would read alone in your room, and your puzzles. Look, there are people like Ross who need to shoot for the stars, with his museum and his papers getting published. Other people are satisfied.
I've always liked her blue glasses, like her blue wine glasses.
The people who never get cancer.
I'm just going to take another bite of this hot dog, so. Harmonica. So, Monica has made Ross tell his parents exactly what's happening in his life. He just told them that Carol is a lesbian, that she's living with a woman named Susan, and she's pregnant with his child.
And she and Susan are going to raise the baby.
First thing to do is look at Monica. You knew about this? I hate that mom. Like, you're such a bitch. Oh my god. Central Perk.
Folks are really that bad, huh? Well, you know, these people are pros.
Rush is now without his tie, they still wearing a denim button-up, which I like. Everyone else is just hanging out in the coffee shop. They're probably going to lock it up. And Ross gives Ross gives Monica a kiss on her forehead. Which is kind of a running thing throughout the show, how loving they are to each other. Because my brother and I are not that loving. And I'm assuming most brother and sister are not kissing and hugging up on each other, but you know, maybe you are, and it's just me, but it's weird. I mean, I love my brother very much, and I know that he loves me, but you know, we're not gonna kiss each other and sit on each other's lap and shit, so I don't know. I guess you'll just see as you keep watching. So Rachel is now cleaning up, and she's wearing a denim dress, sort of, with a black skirt underneath. And I think that's the kind of uniform that all the witches have at Central Perk. And she's really cute. And Ross is sweeping up for her. Because, you know, he secretly loves her, and she's still thinking about Barry, kind of. She looks so cute, being so young.
Chances are he's going to be this.
Just the shape of her face, it just works with her hair. I don't know. Jennifer Aniston, she's just so beautiful. I just love it.
Or, you know, I can, hey, I'll go down there and I'll get Barry back his ring. And you can go with Carolyn Susan to the OBGYN.
So Ross is, has agreed to go with Carol and Susan to the first OBGYN appointment for the baby, and you know, he's feeling really awkward about it. Rachel wants to give her ring back to Barry, and she's really feeling really awkward about it, so they're both kind of sharing a moment here. And he loves Rachel. He loves Rachel, and he just can't just say it. Just say it. And Rachel leans her head against his hand, and he feels it, and he just can't become a man and just make it something. And I'm sure, like, inside her heart, she's just like, step up and tell me that you want me. And he just cannot do it. And that's one thing that always bugged me about Ross. Like, why'd it take so long for you to just say that you love Rachel? Like, what the fuck, dude? Tell someone that you love them while you still can. Like, I just don't get it. Anyway, Ross is now at the doctor's office with Carol and Susan. Susan is wearing the cutest little pink dress. With her little sneakers and socks. And Carol is in her hospital gown. And Ross is wearing some ugly-ass striped shirt. Green vest thing, and it's gross, and it's 90s, and it's whatever. But Susan looks super cute. And Ross starts playing with instruments that he should not be playing with. You know, ladies, that thing that opens up your thing. Why are you playing with that? It's not a duck face. Put it down. It opens her cervix. You're disgusting. Just stop touching shit. Men don't understand this thing, ladies. Are you sure? Rachel has now visited Barry while he's working. He's currently with the patient. He's currently with some child in his dentist's office or orthodontist office. And I can relate because literally today I was at the dentist and in that chair and, you know, crying and the whole nine. I hate going to the dentist. I was there for a regular cleaning, but it was just filled me with so much anxiety. But it's over, so that is what it is. She went to see him to give him back his ring, and he looked great to her. His hair was great. He looked awesome. So we're going to see where that leads. Right now, we're back with Ross and Carol and Susan. And apparently they picked the name of the child without Ross, and he's not happy about it.
You say Minnie, you hear Mouse. how about Julia?
Julia. We agreed on Minnie.
Sorry, we agreed we'd spend the rest of our lives together. Things change.
Things change. Go with the puncher, Susan. And now Rachel's doing her makeup. so cute in this jumpsuit. I used to wear jumpsuits in the 90s, but I didn't look like that.
Not much. I got a job.
And she has her sweater over her hips, which I also used to do, but
I went to Aruba.
Not like that.
You went on our honeymoon.
Barry just told her he still went to Aruba, their honeymoon. And he went with.
Now this may hurt.
He went with Mindy. He's going to say right now he went with Mindy.
I went with Mindy.
Her best friend.
My maid of honor, Mindy.
What an asshole.
Kind of a thing,
and now they're together. No. Barry and Mindy.
You got plugs.
Careful, we haven't quite taken it.
And you got lenses. She hates sticking her finger in your eye.
Not for her. Mindy, her best friend, maid of honor. What a bitch.
Listen,
both of them bitches. So I kind of cuss. I don't know if you haven't noticed.
About a month ago, I wanted to hurt you.
This is not really like a kid-friendly podcast. Because I say adult words.
You know you were right. Yeah, I thought you were happy. You weren't happy.
I'm not gonna lie. Barry looked kind of good right here. If I was, you know, him in that time. Here's your ring.
This belongs to you. Thank you for giving it.
Thank you for getting it back.
Hello?
So she gave back the ring. Ross and Susan are arguing over the baby's name.
Thank you.
It's Helen Geller Bunch.
What, it's going to be Helen Willick?
No, actually.
Oh, no, I was wrong.
We talked about Helen Willick Bunch.
Willick Bunch. Oh, no. They're kind of trying to cut Ross out of it altogether. Even though it's his baby.
Yuli, I don't remember you making any sperm.
And that's real controversy. Like, I would...
That is.
I like Susan a lot, but like, where did she even like stand in this argument? It's not even, your baby. Yeah, you just got with her.
Suggesting Helen Willick Bunch Geller, because I think that borders on child abuse.
Why would you think the baby would be named after you? I don't know. Yeah, Geller Willick Bunch sounds good.
He's doing. He knows Noah's gonna say all those names. He knows he'll wind up calling her Geller. Then he gets his way.
My way. You think this is my way? Believe me, of all the ways.
He made the baby. The baby should have his last name somewhere in there. I feel him on that.
Not. How are we today? Any nausea?
A little.
Yeah, just a little. Well, I was just wondering about the mother-to-be, but thanks for sharing.
Like that? Yeah, you know, I'm going to go. I don't think I can be involved in this particular family.
And then they hit this heartbeat for the first time. As Ross decides he doesn't want to be a part of it, he hears the heartbeat and decides that's his seed. That's his baby. And that's pretty much it for this episode. He shows his friends a video of the heartbeat. Joey, of course.
I think it's about to attack the Enterprise.
Joey and Chandler. Of course, they don't really understand what they're watching, but he's very proud of his of the video. The heartbeat of his baby. Monica is just overwhelmed with joy because she's going to be an aunt.
Are you welling up?
No.
You are.
She looks so good right here. She's wearing a black t-shirt. With a black dress over it.
Hi, Mindy.
And she just starts to cry just because she's just happy to be an auntie.
Yeah, fine. I saw Barry today.
Rachel calls Mindy. Because she finds out that they went to Aruba together and that they're together.
Okay, I hope you two are very happy.
She lies saying that they hope they're happy.
And Mindy.
And she says,
if everything works out and you guys end up getting married and having kids and everything, I just hope they have his old hairline and your old nose.
She says to him, I hope she has his whole hairline and your old nose, and hangs up on her. And she feels great about it. And I feel happy for her. Because that was a bitch thing that her friend did. But anyway, that was the end of episode 2, season 1. And I hope you enjoyed watching it with me as much as I enjoyed watching it. Please leave comments, feedback, and anything you want me to try, you want me to change. I'm still trying to figure out this new app. I might be moving to another one, but as far as, you know, as long as I know, you'll know. Again, my name is Fritza. Thank you for joining me, and thanks for listening to Drinks with Friends. Thanks. Have a good one.